The Kerwin Commission on Innovation and Excellence in Education has promulgated a set of recommendations designed to reform public education in Maryland and accelerate student achievement. Among these recommendations is to greatly expand voluntary pre-kindergarten access to 3- and 4-year-olds. Maryland Family Network has known for years that investing in young children generates significant returns on investment for society. An analysis of Kerwin Commission recommendations conducted by the SAGE Policy Group concurs. Here is SAGE's CEO, economist Anibon Basu.
Improving student outcomes, including by beginning the formal education process as early as the ages of 3 and 4, would likely generate substantial benefits, including for children associated with lower socioeconomic status. But expanding pre-kindergarten would generate other benefits, including for the local economy. In particular, more parents would be able to join the workforce. Enrollment in pre-kindergarten would jump by about 18,000 children during the first year of implementation to upwards of 80,000 children by the 10th year of implementation. Based upon prior research, this means that more than 10,000 mothers can go back to work earlier thanks to expanded attention from educators on their children, thereby earning a paycheck and paying more in taxes. Our analysis estimates that $87 million will be injected into the state's economy during the initial year of implementation and more than $382 million by year 10.
The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Douglas Lent.